That was Fashion Killer, the new single from Ravashia, and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Ravashia. Hello.
Hey, how are you, Phoenix FM?
Yeah, we're very well, thanks. How are you doing? You're out in California at the moment, is that right?
Yes, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just trying to avoid the forest fires. It's so many of them. So
they're not too near you, are they?
No, they're not very close, thankfully.
Thankfully, that's good. Yeah, if they are, just run. It's not good. Yeah,
yes.
Not good. Okay, now let's talk about your career and your upbringing. You were born in the USA, but you went to school in Bermuda. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. I was born in Maryville, Indiana, but I was not raised there. So I was actually raised in Bermuda for like about 6 years, and then I moved to Texas because my mom is from Texas. And my dad is from Bermuda. My dad's side of the family is from Bermuda.
What was your memories like in Bermuda? Was it, it's obviously a very different place. It must have been very beautiful.
It is. Like, it was the different culture. We have holidays, different holidays, because also it's British. So I'm also part British.
Right, yeah.
I have a dual citizenship, which I embrace that because it growing up in both areas, I learned about a lot. So in Bermuda, it's just a different vibe. It's more kind of vibrant. Course Caribbean, so it has a different culture, a different vibe compared to when I lived in Texas.
Yeah, and different, very different music as well. I mean, did you love music from a very early age?
Did you? Yes, I did. I always was dancing. I took dance classes at Bermuda Dance Production, a little bit of ballet. I didn't really stay in ballet, but more so hip hop, jazz, dance hall, and those type of styles, and break dance also.
Yeah, this was during your high school years. You were a dancer, weren't you? So what kind of things were you taking part in, competitions and that kind of thing?
Well, mainly just talent shows, actually. I was on dance teams, like drill team dance teams, and then also I would do talent shows, freestyling or dance choreography. I would just do a lot of that.
Oh, cool. So musically, what kind of music were you listening to growing up?
I would say every style. Pretty much a lot of different people. Caribbean music, so reggae, dancehall, pop music, hip-hop, edgy. I love edgy beats, so like edgy hip-hop, R&B. So a lot, pretty much every style. I listen to a little bit of country, too. I like a lot.
Because you're from Texas, yeah.
Yeah, but ironically, Texas, okay, a lot of people listen to country in Texas, but not as many as some would think.
Right.
That might be a stereotype, that if people really go to Texas also, you would kind of see that it's a little bit more than probably than just country music most times, actually, now. More now than ever, I would say.
I did drive across Texas about 4 or 5 years ago. I did a coast-to-coast in the US, and I stayed away from the cities, and I noticed on the radio there were a lot of stations playing country music. It was all
yes,
of them,
that's
basically.
More of the country. Yeah, you were more in the country. If you go to more of the city areas like Houston, Austin, Texas, some of the bigger cities, Dallas, they play country too, but it's a little bit more maybe pop, hip-hop, R&B styles. Yeah.
And that's much more in keeping with the music that, you know, influenced you. I mean, if you had to pick one record that had a massive effect on you when you were growing up, what would you pick?
It would be Janet Jackson, All For You. And one more would be Sean Paul, Give Me the Light.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, those two different styles. But I love both of those styles.
And that made you want to get a career in music, really. It sort of gave you a lot of inspiration.
It did, but I actually didn't get inspired till my 12th grade year of high school. I started writing songs. And then I was like, you know what? I want to incorporate writing music and singing and also with the dancing. So it started with me with my love of dance. And then I started writing music and I wanted to do all three, combined it.
Yeah. So you're self-taught. Yeah. I want to start writing, and then you just sat down and start writing. You didn't actually have anybody teach you or that kind of thing.
No. I was in science class, actually. It's a random story. It's very funny. I was in science class, and I was in the back of the class, and I started writing like my first song ever. It was just random. I wrote it down, and then I sung it in my head to myself, and then I sung it out a little bit low to myself. One of my close friends actually heard me because she wanted to hear it. So she was like, wow, Ravashia, I think you should consider doing music. This is really good. You just wrote this? And then actually after that day, it was very random. It's like I knew that I actually wanted to do that. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm not going to just only dance. I love music too. I love to perform. So that's when I knew, when I started writing.
Oh, cool. So you got really good feedback from day one. That was a good thing about it. Yeah. Now, tell us about, we'll talk about Fashion Killer because we just played it. So tell us about the song. Is it a swipe at the fashion industry? I mean, what's in your mind when you wrote that?
Actually, what was in my mind wasn't really the fashion industry, which may surprise some people. That was not the inspiration. It was more so when I heard the beat. I was inspired by the beat first, and then the lyrics just came to me. I listened to the beat about 4 or 5 times, and I was like, you know what? And that the words, the lyrics was just coming to me, and I matched it to match the vibe of the beat and the song. But even though the beat was so edgy and kind of risky, I had a feeling that type of lyrics would still bring it out in a different way. And I also wanted it to kind of embody the message of embracing your own style. Everybody should embrace their own style. Be confident with yourself. You know, don't, even though other people might have a lot to say, if you're being yourself and it's your style and you like the way you're presenting yourself, that's really important because it's you being you. You know, so that's really that was really the inspiration for the record.
Okay, and that's not your first song, is it? Because you've released other songs. You've been writing songs for about 5 or 6 years, is that right?
Yes, yes.
So what was your first song that you released?
Dip and Wine. Dip and Wine.
Yeah, Dip and Wine. What is Dip and Wine? Tell us about that.
That one was more of a pop reggae song. It had like a little bit of a dance to it, like more of a Caribbean dance. The wine dance, Dirty Wine,
right.
That's a popular Caribbean dance. So I did a little bit of that for that song. But that one was a different type of vibe, showcased a different style, more of the pop reggae side, you know? So, and that one was released 2015, actually.
Oh, a long time ago. Five years ago.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah, when you're writing, where's your inspiration coming from lyrically? Are the lyrics very personal to you, or are you more of a storyteller?
I feel like I'm becoming more of a storyteller because a lot of the songs that I'm writing now are more creative, or they tell a deep story that's not necessarily about me or my personal experiences. But I do have some songs that I've written that are about me, but it was about me at an earlier time before I wrote the song, or it happens to me later. So I end up writing something that it actually happens to me at a later time, or it happened to me before. Right. So when I write it, it wasn't based on that time, but it stemmed from that experience.
Yeah, which do you prefer? Obviously, if you're writing stuff that's less personal, you've got a lot more artistic license to go wherever you want with it, I guess.
That's true. I like both. It just depends. It depends on the beat. It depends on the song. Whichever one feels like it connects with it the best, I would say. Sometimes more the creative out of the box, or sometimes it's more of a storytelling that's not about me, or something that actually that I experience. It depends.
Yeah. Musically, your music has, it takes on a lot of different genres, hip-hop and pop and soul and reggae. But is there any genre that you thought, well, I'd like to give that a go, but I haven't given it a go yet?
Say like a little bit of rock, like kind of like I think rock could be cool, but maybe mixing it with some stuff creatively. So just maybe a little rock with like blues, like something mixed. So not straight rock, but right. Like more of a mixture, kind of playing with the sounds. Like a lot of people are doing that now, which is very, I love that. It's innovative. Mm. So
yeah,
I love
different. Are guitars coming back at last? Are they, put a few more guitars in these songs, do you think?
Guitars, yeah, I love guitar. That's actually what I was like kind of aiming at. Guitar sound with the rock sound, with the blues, with the soul. I like that too.
Yeah, I miss guitars. We need more guitars. Now, 2020 has been a very funny year for everybody. How has lockdown affected you as a musician? Have you been using your time to create more?
Definitely create more. I think it's given me more time to create more, which is the beautiful thing about it. The only downside to it is like live performances and everything. You can't really do very much of that because of COVID. You know, you want to be safe, and then they have all these limitations going on. And I think it's a good thing because it's saving a lot of people. So I wouldn't look at it as like a mishap, you know, too much, but it is different. it's like a different kind of realm right now, because you actually have to use technology a lot more now. Because it's not really, the live shows are not really, they're probably going to start back in a couple of months. It's not gone, but it's just these past months and right now it's still not fully clear to do a, like big shows and stuff like that as of right now.
So. Yeah, I mean, well, we all miss live music here. You know, I haven't been to a show for 6 months and, you know, we're waiting to know, you know, we're waiting to get the all clear really to see when we can do it again. But maybe early next year. I mean, you obviously enjoy performing, yeah?
I do. I love performing on stage. Everybody, like my close family, say I turn into a different person. So they said it's pretty cool to see me kind of transform from like the quiet, sweet to the performer. So that's that.
Yeah. I mean, what does the future hold for you? I mean, you know, what do you expect for next year? Are you, is it going to be more of the same, or are you looking to do something original?
More original. I feel like I'll say like more shows. I'll be excited for the live shows. And I just think more innovative. I'm really focused on creating more innovative things for the end of this year, 2020 and 2021. Definitely. Because I think this virus has kind of helped me see that sometimes things can kind of change and you have to kind of sometimes come up with your own innovative ways to connect and stuff like that and create art. You know, and put it out there in different ways, a creative way. So
there's plenty more to look forward to from yourself.
Yes, it is.
That's brilliant. Raveshia, thank you very much for having a chat today. It's been absolutely brilliant finding out about your loves and your music. And we're definitely going to look forward to, you know, what comes next. But where's the best place to find you online? You're obviously on Facebook and Instagram. You've got thousands of people following you as well, haven't you?
I'm thankful. I'm just praying that, hey, it keeps going. You have to always keep going. You can't get too settled and you have to always keep working hard. That's my motto. That's how I was raised, you know? I would say you can find me on my website, Raveshia.com, Instagram, Facebook at Raveshia, YouTube, the same, Spotify. Although SoundCloud also, all at Raveshia, and that's Raveshia.
Oh, very important. Yeah, we'll get all the links and we'll put them up on the website as well for listeners. As well. So that's cool. Really cool, Raveshia. Thank you very much for having a chat, and hope you're going to stay safe out there with all the fires and everything. Thanks
very much. You too.